CNN's Philip, White House wouldn't talk to us about secret Austin hospitalization while U.S. forces were attacked. By Ian Hanchett on January 9, 2024. On Monday's broadcast of CNN's Newsnight, host Abby Philip laid out all the major events that occurred during Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization and stated that White House officials turned down requests from the show to explain the situation. Philip said, "The mystery involving the nation's defense secretary is even wilder tonight. First of all, a week later, Lloyd Austin is actually still in the hospital. Why? Well, we don't know and we don't know which procedure put him there in the first place. We don't know what his condition is. And we don't know why it seems that very few people in the Biden administration seem to be aware of it. Now, that includes Austin's number two at the Pentagon, the president himself. Now, if you take a look at the org chart here, only the Joint Chiefs was in the know about all of this." She continued, "And if you take a step back further and look at what transpired in the world just in the last week while few people were aware of this, it is pretty alarming considering that Austin is the man in charge of this country's armed forces. Two wars are underway, of course, both of which involve U.S. funds and interests. Separately, a senior Hamas official was killed. Attacks on U.S. and coalition forces in Iraq and Syria intensified, surpassing 120 instances. Dozens are killed in an ISIS-claimed terrorist attack near the grave of an Iranian commander. It's the deadliest in Iran since the 79 revolution. American forces launched a rare airstrike in Baghdad, killing the leader of an Iranian-backed militia. The Houthis launched another drone attack against the Red Sea shipping lanes. It was reported that Russia is on the verge of buying ballistic missiles from Iran. And the Koreas escalated tensions with shots fired during drills. Now, we've asked the White House to appear on Newsnight and provide some sunlight, but they declined." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.